Hi guys, welcome to the Türkiye Beyond Baklava podcast series. This is Hilal. What do you know about Turkey? Baklava? Yes, everyone knows that. Don't think yourself smart. Cheap vacation is right if you live in a country in the west of Turkey. Camels? No, we don't ride camels. We have had cars since the 19th century. If you want to learn something beyond baklava, you are in the right place. We went to Paris a few years ago. We were at the train station, so while we were buying tickets, we asked the guy at the box office a question that I can't remember the exact content now. The man suddenly began to speak French. Arrivé de 35 ans. Arrua. What? Does it upset you that the French in Paris treat everyone as they speak French too? In Turkey, if a tourist asks you for direction, you try to help even with your A1 level of English.
Can you tell me how can I get to Taksim?
Taksim? Hello?
How can I get to Taksim?
Taksim.
For example, we don't have such thoughts. If he had come to Istanbul and would have learned a few words of Turkish. It's not my business. I speak my Turkish. But people from Paris, as they say, Parisians, had this kind of mindset. They looked down on you. When the man spoke French, I blamed myself. Why didn't I learn a few words? In fact, when I came back from Paris, I decided to learn French and now I can speak a little.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Hilal. Je viens de Turquie. Comment tu t'appelles? Quel âge as-tu?
Such sentences are available to me right now. Luckily, the man forgave us for not speaking French and replied in English. Then he asked,
Are you Spanish?
Did he say Spanish?
Spanish. No, dear, or no, but merci beaucoup.
Of course, the man didn't understand why we thanked him. And he looked at our faces. Did you know that? One of the most effective ways to make Turks happy is to tell them, You don't look Turkish. Can you imagine that? Is there a nation that is so happy not to resemble its own citizens? So, let's start with three ways to make Turks happy. Number one. First of all, I don't know why you want or want to make a Turk happy. Maybe you are a positive person. Maybe you are the self-help type who believes in karma. But one day, if you want to make a Turk happy, tell him, Oh, you don't look Turk at all. We thought it was an urban legend until we experienced this incident in Paris. But it's true, my friends. It means that it is in our genetic code to be happy not to look like a Turk. That's what the ticket man said. Are you Spanish? So he made us look like Spaniards. Guys, excuse me if there are Spaniards listening to me right now. But don't be offended. So you are not considered the most beautiful people in the world. You know, if the man would say you look like a Swedish or something, we had the right to be happy, but someone has to be high-level myopia to say that. The second way to make Turks happy. Number 2. Praise Turkish food. If we eat it, you will praise it involuntarily. In this regard, I can't be unfair to my country. Even our most international person will be happy to see a foreigner praising Turkish food with a smile on his face. On the other hand, if the Greeks say baklava is ours, they will get angry. Bruce Peters' brain. We have food nationalism. Food is the red line of Turkish people. If you are a tourist who likes meat and locals, praising Turkish food is also a good way to earn free food. If you praise Turkish food to any Turkish family you meet, they will invite you home and offer you something from dinner till your stomach bursts. As a Turk, I don't know the catering strategy in Turkey. Frankly, I don't think they have a strategy either. I think the main strategy is to put everything in the house in front of the guest. For example, my father's friend whom we went to visit as a child was having a barbecue in the living room. They used to feed us until we left the house. They even put carrots and cucumbers on the fruit plate they offered at night. Imagine a huge plate in front of you, an arrangement made of tangerine, apple, banana, cucumber, and carrot. In the nightclub, it is sent as a gesture. Expensive, you know. But if you invite a Scandinavian friend who is not aware of the catering strategy, be careful. He may ask your permission to go. Or he may think that he should wait on the balcony or somewhere. That's why I want to address my Scandinavian audience who are listening to me. All free. We know your country is poor, so you can eat as much as you want. You pinchers. We heard about? You don't give your meals to your children's friends. You kick the guests out of the house while you prepare your table. If you come to Turkey, no one will treat you like this, so you can feel a little embarrassed. Now, if you better understand the mission of the Turkish people to feed the guests, let's do a practice together. Let's say you have Turkish friends and you are invited to a meal at their home. You entered the house. Hello, hello, welcome, thank you, blah, blah. You stepped into the hall. You sat down and someone came in the door with a tray of tea. Go ahead. The Scandinavians can go on too. You can drink. No problem, you will not pay the bill. All free. While drinking your tea, the lady of the house comes and asks, shall I set the table? But this is a tricky question. Be careful because the answer is always yes and action is taken accordingly. The first situation happens like this. Shall I set the table? Your possible answer, if you wouldn't mind, thanks, of course. Action taken. The table begins to be prepared. The second situation happens like this. Shall I set the table? Possible answer, no, thanks, we are not hungry. Well, it's not. I prepared a lot of food. Oh, you shouldn't have. We are full, I swear. Then you eat less. Action taken. Again, the preparation of the table begins. After you sit at that table, you no longer have salvation. My advice to you, ask for one spoon. Because 3 spoons will be placed on your plate. If you want 3 spoons, 9 will be placed. Beware, ask less of everything. After getting up from a meal, you have half an hour to digest your food. I don't know whether you order your metabolism that work out, or run around the house, or do cardio. But be ready because it's customary for Turkish people to offer dessert after dinner. And of course, tea with it. Teas are drunk. Even Turkish coffee is drunk. Okay, now that you're thinking, what more could there be? And just as you were about to say, would you excuse us, please? And you are standing up. You see a Turkish woman appearing at the door of the living room with a plate of fruit in her hand. What a Turkish woman she is! She has made many people suffer from cholesterol and diabetes. Therefore, if you are going to a Turkish house as a guest, take the risk of dieting for 1 week after returning home. The third way to make Turks happy. Number 3. Be sincere. Be informal. Don't hesitate. Especially avoid formal expressions. Friends, Turkish people don't like formality. They see formality as contempt. For example, you know, there are two you in French. One of them is tu, that is you in English, in informal way. The other is vous, as you know, you in the official sense. Look, the Frenchman has made such a distinction and he uses it to the max. For example, you go to a restaurant in France, you will order food, you call the waiter in a formal way. That's vous in French, right? Let's see if you say tu, the man will beat you with his French. But do we? We teach foreigners from the first lesson the distinction between informal you and formal you. Nasılsınız? Adınız ne? Nerelisiniz? But in practice, there is no such application. You are coming to Turkey? Questions from the first day. My friend, look, write down these questions. They will ask all of them. Let me see, where are you from? What's your name? Do you know Turkish? Are you married? Do you have children? Are you planning to be a parent? These are the questions that are not considered strange to ask in Turkey. Let's see a practice again. Let's say you went to a restaurant in Turkey. You can hear the following dialogues between the Turkish customer and the waiter. What should I give my brother? Master, make us 2 shish kebabs, send a salad to the middle. Okay, brother, what should I give you a drink? Get an Iran chef. Look, did you notice that the customer is making small gestures to the waiter by saying that he is a chef, a master or something, and implying that you are no different from the chef who cooks. So if you want to draw a harmonious, cute foreign image, and you have a little Turkish, stay away from formality. There was a Canadian friend living in Turkey. Single man, teaching English. The man was pretending to be a Sufi to avoid are you married questions. He also learned expressions like inshallah, mashallah. Our people were also happy. He cracked the case. Make Turks happy to survive as a foreigner in Turkey. Now you know how to do it. Make happy, be happy. Stay well. Bum 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 b